All right, Dylan Ferrandis. Hey, I feel like things I've heard, things I've read, you're not 100% yet. Either bike, body, like you're not quite where you want to be. True or false?
Yeah, 100% true. You know, when you come back from injury, there's always this this first race that you need to go through, and you never know. Like the injury I had, you never know also always going to be. You know, a brain is something very complex, and yeah, obviously was a bad one. And then you had also the fact that we had this new Yamaha 2023 chassis that we needed to try and test, and we never raced it before. So a lot of question, not many answer. Obviously, answer on the track, so that's good.
So how do you feel about today's ride then? Performance, like on one hand, I can see some positives for you, but on the other hand, nobody wants to get beat that bad. A guy like you. So how do you feel?
I mean, I'm happy because I survived the day. Okay. I finished on the box. Honestly, if you had asked me a few days ago, I would have said, no, it's not impossible.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we also improved the bike all day. Every session we did change. And obviously, in Moto2, I was pretty exhausted. But the bike was way better compared to first practice when I did the P13, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of positive. We have a lot of room of improvement. Like, I really felt like I'm far away from my 100% speed and fitness. Yep. So, when we're going to have the right setup and when I'm going to feel really confident on the bike, I think we can do great.
But in that first qualifying, you fell a couple times on your hotter lap, I heard. I don't see it, but did you fall or were you just 13th?
No, I was just 13th.
Okay.
We wanted to try something on the bike, and it didn't work.
All right, early on, what does the bike do well compared to the old one, and what do you want to work on?
You know, it's not really, the bike doesn't do anything bad. It's just the chassis position, my position on the bike is different.
Okay.
And so I was so great in 2021 that I'm chasing this feeling, but that bike doesn't allow me to be like this body position. So that's why we're struggling right now. It's not really about changing just a fork or a shock.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
more like I don't feel like my position on the bike is different, and we need to find a way to adjust it.
More forward?
It's complicated. It's more a fit position on the pegs.
Okay.
But obviously we tried to change the pegs and stuff, and it didn't work. So yeah, it's we have to use the whole chassis to make it fit my style and my riding style. So it takes time. And during race, you know, the track is so different than what we had in practice. So we wanted to try some stuff today, and some worked, some not. So, but we learned a lot. And obviously, we're not that far. You know, if we can, if on the first race coming back from injury with not many moto in the legs, if I can say, and not many experience with that new bike, I can finish on the box. I think when everything is going to be better, I have more chance to be better.
See, that's good. I thought you would be pissed today. I thought you'd be pissed. I think it was a good ride, but I thought you'd be mad. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm not really happy, but at the same time, you know, I don't have much of choice. But, yeah, for sure, I would like to win, for sure. But it's difficult. Like, it's difficult for me. I want to win, but I also need to be patient and smart and don't make a... Like, I just didn't want to crash today. I didn't want to throw it a moto or experience, learning and stuff. So, yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, when I don't win, I'm not happy anyway.
No, right. That's how I normally think of you. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.